Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fate Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, last night was a night of missed opportunity. We go 4-3 on the card in college basketball. We lose our NBA play. We lose our NHL play. And when it was all said and done, we lose $136.40 for the day. But my biggest regret is I love to play small schools against big schools when the small school gets to host the game. And we had that opportunity with Utah Valley last night. They were a 12.5-point underdog at home against BYU. They packed it to the rafters, 7,500 fans, great environment. They win the game straight up in overtime. How I missed that on the card, how I did not play it, I have no idea. What a regret that was. Instead, we play NC State. Yeah, they went 4 overtimes before losing, but they lost for us. We played Northern Iowa, terrible handicap of that game. And then, yes, we played against Wisconsin. Anytime I play a Wisconsin game, I lose. And we found a way to lose that one by 0.5 last night. Way to go, Georgia Tech. But, yeah, we move on to the next day. And the great news about today, the National Football League is back. And we're going to play the Saints and the Cowboys. And we're going to take the Saints plus the 4.5. So the Cowboys are 7-4, 8-3 against the spread. Last time out, they lost to Vegas 36-33 on Thanksgiving. For the Saints, they're 5-6 against the spread. Last time out for them, they lost to Buffalo 31-6 on Thanksgiving. I wish that I liked the total here because this is a tough one tonight. The Cowboys have lost 3 of 4. The Saints have lost 4 straight. Lots of in and out player movement. Taysom Hill gets the start tonight. He went 3-1 as a starter last year, but he had a lot more weapons last year when he started. Hopefully Kamara is back tonight, but hope isn't a strategy. But that's really the best I can do here. I'm going to take the Saints plus the 4.5 over the Cowboys. Next up, we go to the Hero World Challenge in golf. We're going to take Patrick Reed minus 110 over Brooks Koepka. This one's going to tee off at about 10 o'clock Central today, so make sure you get it in early. Brooks is coming off the win against Bryson at the match, so I'm hoping for the classic Koepka letdown here. Reed, meanwhile, finished third in this tournament back in 2019. And shot 3 rounds of 66 at this course. Reed is a competitor, and he's going to battle regardless of the field size. And the field here is only 20. I'm going Reed over Koepka this week in the Bahamas at a minus 110. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond, where we like Washington, minus 1.5 over Chicago at a plus 115. So the Capitals are 7-1-3 at home this year. Last time out, they lost at Florida 5-4. The Blackhawks, meanwhile, 2-7-1 on the road. Last time out for them, they lost to San Jose 2-0. So the coaching change definitely sparked the Blackhawks, but they've still lost 2 of 3 on the road, and both of those losses were by the score of 5-2. I expect something similar tonight. Washington, minus 1.5, is the play at a plus 115. Now we go to the NBA, where, once again, we are absolutely ice cold. So in the movie Two for the Money, Matthew McConaughey and his character John Anthony flipped a coin when he was as cold as we are. I did something last night. I turned to my daughter, gave her the 5 games, and I said, pick a total for me. I need a winner. Her pick, she picked the Bucks and the Raptors under the 214. So hopefully my daughter Grace can turn around our luck tonight in the NBA. Now let's go to college basketball, where we've had 3 consecutive winning days after that tough day on Sunday. So game number 1 tonight. It is small school hosting big school. I'm not making the mistake twice. We're going to take Liberty minus 4.5 over Missouri. So Missouri is 3-3 with a nice win over SMU this year. They have 2 good losses, but they also have 1 bad loss to UMKC. Liberty is 2-3 with losses to LSU, Iona, and a bad 16-point loss to Manhattan as a 13-point favorite. So I don't feel great about it. But Liberty is the class of the Atlantic Sun, and I expect them to showcase the skills tonight with the big school coming to town. I'm going to lay the 4.5 with the Flames of Liberty over Missouri. Next up on the docket, we're going to play Eastern Washington plus 4 over Southern Utah. So I love the Southern Utah nickname, the Thunderbirds. They are 2-3 with back-to-back wins over Yale and Bowling Green. Respectable losses to Cal and St. Mary's. A 7-point loss, though, at Dixie State as a 10.5-point favorite is my concern. Eastern Washington, on the other hand, they're 2-3. coming off a huge straight-up win at Washington State as a 19.5-point underdog. I might be missing something here because I think Eastern should be the favorite, but they're on the plus side, so I'm going to play the Eagles of Eastern Washington plus the 4. Next up on the docket, we're going to play Valparaiso plus 14.5 at Drake. So remember my big speech last week about joining the band on the Titanic and sticking with Drake until the end? Well, I jumped ship. Drake has lost 3 straight, including the 3-point loss to North Texas last week. Valpo is only 2-4, with their biggest loss being 14 at Stanford, but they've played respectable basketball all season. I'm sure the Drake team that I drooled over all offseason will show up tonight, but until then, I'm going with the brown and gold of Valpo plus the 14.5. Next up, we go to Laramie, Wyoming, where it's Denver coming to town, and we're going to play the Pioneers plus 20.5 at Wyoming. So the new coaching staff at Denver has them 2-4 this year, and they are much more competitive going 4-2 against the spread. Their largest loss so far this year, 14 points at UTSA. Last time out, 11.5-point dog at Utah Valley, lost by only 9. Yes, that's the same Utah Valley that upset BYU last night. I like Wyoming. We cashed on them already this week. They're 5-0 straight up and against the spread, but this is a big number. So I'm going to take the Pioneers plus the 20.5 at Wyoming. Next up on the card, we're going to play Lipscomb plus 13 at Belmont. So Belmont is 5-3, coming off a championship game loss to Dayton by 2. An excellent overall resume, 2-0 so far as a double-digit favorite. Lipscomb won at Dayton by 19, and their losses have been competitive. 12.5 points should be out of foul game range, so I'm going to take the Bisons of Lipscomb plus the 13 at Belmont. Next up on the docket, we go to Milwaukee, where we're going to play UW-Milwaukee minus 5 over Youngstown State. So I'm hearing that stud freshman Patrick Baldwin should return tonight for UW-Milwaukee. There's been a lot of turbulence in the program. Had a suspension for their point guard. This underachieving team needs to right the ship tonight. Youngstown is 2-3 and has been respectable all year. But I like misery, so I'm going to take the 1-5 Panthers minus 5 in the conference opener. Then our final game on the card, it is Illinois of Chicago plus 6.5 over Oakland. So we've cashed several tickets on the Golden Grizzlies of Oakland so far this season, but tonight we will fade them. The Flames are 1-4 with a 4-point win over Valpo on the resume. They played Dayton and Loyola Chicago tight enough to cover. This is the conference opener, so everyone can hit the reset button. This is a home game for Illinois of Chicago, so I'm going to take the Flames tonight, plus the 6.5 over Oakland. So that's your card for Thursday, and let's recap it from the top. In the National Football League, we like the Saints, plus the 4.5 over the Cowboys. In golf, we like Patrick Reed, minus 110 over Brooks Koepka. In the NHL, we like Washington, minus 1.5 over Chicago at a plus 115. In the NBA, my daughter picks the Bucks and the Raptors under the 214. She can't do any worse than me. Then in college basketball, our normal 7-pack starts off with Liberty, minus 4.5 over Missouri. Eastern Washington, plus 4 over Southern Utah. Valparaiso, plus 14.5 at Drake. Denver, plus 20.5 at Wyoming. Lipscomb, plus 13 at Belmont. UW-Milwaukee, minus 5 over Youngstown State. And Illinois of Chicago, plus 6.5 over Oakland. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.